Pepper Bottle with you on 720 WGN. It's 2:13 in the morning. We've got lots to do before we get out of here at 5. But right now we want to check in out in L.A. It's our good buddy, executive producer here at WGN Radio, Michael Heidemann. Hey, Michael, how are you, bud?
Hey, Matt, great to hear from you. How's everything in Chicago? How's the weather down there?
Freaking cold, Michael. It is cold. I know you're used to that, but you've escaped it for now. What's the weather like in L.A.?
So today was 57, but I heard that we are only 50 degrees above you with with a 7 wind chill. Is that right?
I think it's negative right now with the wind chill.
Yeah, minus 2.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it's a little chill, but 50-something doesn't sound that great for L.A., really. I'm sure it felt good, but...
I still have my sweater on. I still have my coat. It's like I haven't even escaped Chicago at the moment.
Yeah, I'll bet. Now, are you out there, Michael, more for fun for you, or are you recording sound sessions? Why are you in L.A. right now for the Grammys?
Yeah, so like I was telling, I spoke to John Williams earlier today, and thanks again for having me on the show here, Matt. I wanted to come to L.A. because it's been a mission of mine to get on the Grammys stage for a little bit. I've been on this 2-year-long process, almost a mission, to get to the Grammy stage, and now I'm out here to do interviews, to focus on basically the biggest show of the year with the 61st annual Grammy Awards. But you know, you got to slide in a little bit of fun while you're in Los Angeles, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. So you want to get on the Grammy stage in any way, shape, or form, or you want to perform on it? Like, what's the goal?
Well, my mixtape didn't get picked up this year, which I'm kind of upset about. I sent it in. They denied it from the get-go. Basically, when I made the Grammy stage, I mean, I want to get on the red carpet. I wanted to experience what it was like to be a part of the Grammy scene at the moment. So, you know, coming out here and seeing all the fanfare has been amazing because they're setting up the Staples Center right now. My hotel is about 3 miles away from it, so I got to see a little bit of what they have going on. And just to experience it, I mean, any music fan loves just the fanfare of the Grammys, and that's why I'm here. It's just a cool experience.
Now, are you going to attend the show?
Yes, I am. I'll be in the audience and hopefully sitting right next to Dolly Parton.
Is that just a random hope, or is there some shot at that, or where does that come from?
Well, they're going to be doing a tribute concert tour this year, That's kind of one of the main reasons why I wanted to come out and check it out. But, I'll be in the audience. I don't know where I'll be sitting. It's all part of the experience. I haven't even picked up my ticket yet. I'm doing that tomorrow morning. And we'll see, you know, where I land as far as the seating arrangement goes. But, the show is happening on Sunday at 7 o'clock at night. And hopefully it'll be a really good time.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Did you get, like, press passes? Are you, like, officially there interviewing people and stuff like that?
So, I did send in my press credentials to the Grammy Awards. I've been a Grammy Award member. It's the Grammy Academy for the last 2 years. I've been trying. So, yeah, I'm not officially in the press corps at the moment, but we'll see what happens when I charm my way through tomorrow when I get my ticket.
All right. Well, that sounds cool. So tell me what you're looking forward to for the Grammys. Is there a performance that's going to happen on the show besides the Dolly Parton stuff? Is there anything that you're really excited about that we should be watching for?
Absolutely. This is the biggest Grammys of the year the entire time that the Grammys have existed, not even speaking hyperbolically, because they've extended the nominations from 5 artists to 8 this year to, you know, further reflect the amount of people that are getting nominated, to kind of expand into more artists. Not only that, the Ariana Grande, SZA, Shawn Mendes, J. Cole, Fall Out Boy, Cardi B, all on the docket to win maybe their first Grammy ever, which will be really awesome. And it's really interesting because on top of that, there's also a resurgence of these Grammy artists who kind of are overdue with accolades. Kendrick Lamar won the Best Rap Artist of the Year last year, but he was often overlooked for the Best Album of the Year. Mm-hmm. And now with him being nominated for Best Album of the Year with a Black Panther soundtrack, we'll see if he can actually take it home. But with 8 members, on the album of the year and record of the year slot. Who knows what's going to happen? And on top of all of that, we even looked into the controversy that's happening with Kanye West, Taylor Swift, and Beyonce, and Ariana Grande skipping the Grammys entirely because they didn't get they got snubbed for record of the year. So there's so much stuff happening right now. I'm just looking forward to see what happens and any fireworks that happen within the show.
So wait, who is not coming at all? Who's snubbing the Grammys?
So, as you may or may not know, because I know you're a huge Kanye West fan, he put out a lot of independent tracks this year, produced a lot of his tracks out in Wyoming, and he was, even though he was nominated for some of the rap categories, is snubbing the Grammys because he wasn't nominated for Record of the Year. It's the same with Taylor Swift with her Reputation, which not only put out an amazing Netflix show, got snubbed for Record of the Year. And Ariana Grande, they didn't let her perform the songs that she wanted to perform, right. so she's stepping out of it as well. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I think that, as most people say, it's just an honor to be nominated. So we'll see what happens.
So that is surprising, though, that Taylor Swift's album didn't get nominated for Album of the Year, right? Or is that not surprising?
Well, we'll see, because a lot of Album of the Year is counted upon the songwriting that happens within it, and Record of the Year is actually more so about the producers, the production, what's been going on with the year. That's why Cardi B is nominated for Record of the Year as opposed to Taylor Swift. So, I mean, it's heartbreaking because, in my opinion, I'm kind of a Taylor Swiftie fan, and I wish that she would have gotten up on the stage and gotten a few more accolades, but it's just not her year. You know, you can't win them all, I suppose.
Yeah. I have to admit, I know a lot of people hate Taylor Swift. I really like Taylor Swift, and I like her music. So I'm not ashamed to admit that. With Ariana Grande, yeah, we've all heard she's not going to perform. She had a spat with the Grammy people because she didn't get to perform what she wanted. Is she still attending the awards?
No, she's stomaching it entirely, in fact, which is, it's crazy because when you have one of the biggest years you've ever had, I mean, turn on the radio right now and you will hear an Ariana Grande song. She's snubbing it entirely. And it's almost saying, it's kind of like a slap in the face of the Grammy Awards, because there's a lot of greatness that can come from this time when you can be on air, when everyone in the entire world is going to be watching you. But, you know, she's taking a step back. It's been a crazy year for her. So it's kind of strange to see her do that.
Michael, I have a buddy who really looks, I've never gotten very much into the Grammy Awards because it's so all over, which is a great thing. If you watch it, you're going to get exposed to a lot of different types of music and musical tastes. For me, that's always been kind of it's so all over the place, so I've never gotten that into it. But I have a friend who loves it, says it's his favorite show because he feels all these musicians are really, the performers really have a lot at stake because they're performing in front of their peers, so they really want to do well, and they'll really put on their best possible performance. Do you love this as a show? Is it a good show, do you think?
I mean, Matt, can you think of what was your favorite Grammy performance of all time?
See, I don't have a favorite Grammy performance of all time. I can't. To me, a bigger thing to see is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions. And that might just be because I'm getting old now, Michael, and so the Grammys has sort of passed me by because it's a younger type of music that maybe I'm just not hearing as much of, you know, because for me, it was seeing like U2 at the Grammys or maybe Guns N' Roses or somebody like that back in the day when there was, but for me, and I'm way younger than you, Michael, but to me, I remember growing up, the American Music Awards used to be a huge deal, and I think that it was bigger, maybe sort of more popular than the Grammys back at the time, 20, 30 years ago. So I don't have this big affinity for the Grammys, and I don't remember some legendary performance that sticks with me.
You're dead on. I mean, I would much rather see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony when members of the Eagles all just play it too cool for school and then just give one-word speeches because that's so much more rock and roll than what the Grammys have become. Because it is a young man's game now. You look at the artists that are going to be performing this year, and some of the artists that are for Album of the Year. I mean, Her, we have Drake with Scorpion, Kacey Musgraves, Golden Hour, Post Malone with Beer Bongs and Bentleys, Cardi B with Invasion of Privacy, Janelle Monae with Dirty Computer. It's all people who are under 30, and it's hard to, you know, connect with an older audience when you're really putting out music that's just going right towards the youthful crowd. And on that note, the only memory that I think I have of the Grammys of the last 10 years is, do you remember when Adele performed and that microphone fell in the piano and nobody could hear her for like 5 minutes?
Oh my gosh, I don't remember that.
So I only have kind of silly or bad memories of the Grammys, yeah. But it'll be awesome this year because Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper are performing Shallow,
oh,
and I think
cool.
That song is going to be doing really good stuff. Childish Gambino, even though he's also snubbing it, This Is America is up for Record of the Year. I think that he did a great job this year with that. But I think that, quote me now, maybe I'll be wrong later, I think country is going to have a great time at the Grammys. I think that Kacey Musgraves' Golden Hour is going to take a lot of the awards. Should it win? No. Will it win? Yes. I think that Kendrick Lamar should take home a lot of the Grammys, but I think that country will have a great night, especially since they're putting so much time into the Dolly Parton tribute. Mm-hmm. I think they're showing their hand a little bit with what they're doing with the night. So we'll see what happens.
So Sunday night at 7, is it on CBS?
Yes, on CBS.
On CBS, yeah. I thought they usually have the Grammys. Well, that'll be...
soon to be WGN Radio, though.
Soon to be WGN Radio.
Yes.
All right, Michael. Well, have a great time at the Grammys. I hope you enjoy it. Have a safe flight back and soak up some sun while you're out there. Have a good time.
Hey, thanks, Ben. I know you have a lot of great memories in L.A., too, here. Any good spots I should check out while I'm out here?
You know, it's funny because it's so long ago, but, I mean, there used to be a great middle-of-the-night drunk fest place to go eat after people left the bars, but it closed down. I was out there a few years ago, but on Fairfax, Cantor's, of course, is a classic and legendary, and you got to eat there. God, there was a place up in Pacific Palisades right on the ocean. I can't remember the name of it, but a great little restaurant that overlooked the ocean. I mean, there's so much good stuff to do in LA, and what's great about it, Michael, and I'm excited for you to be out there because you're so into music and industry. Like when I lived out there, and this is over 20 years ago now, I wanted to be an actor, and the whole town is about the entertainment industry. So there's just this energy around all that's really cool to be around. So just have fun and enjoy it, and you know, go walk around in Beverly Hills and on Rodeo Drive and in Century City, and you'll walk by famous people all the time. That's kind of wild.
It's one of the greatest places in the world to be besides Chicago, and I send nothing but love back to you, Jess, Roger, and the whole team back at WGN.
Sounds good. We'll see you back here soon, buddy.
All right, thanks, Matt.
All right, thank you, Michael Heidemann, executive producer extraordinaire here at WGN Radio. He is out at the Grammy Awards in Los Angeles.
Very cool.
Yeah, that is cool. He's going to have some fun.
You know what he should do?
He should perform in front of somebody.
Yeah, he should.
And then become famous.
Yeah. But he should also...
And then we'll be able to say, we knew Michael
when
he was an intern dressing up as a clown to scare the crap out of Kevin Richter in the old Tribune Tower.
A day that will live in infamy.
Something like that.
Yeah. But he should do, who was it who ran up on stage? Was it R.
Kelly? He's not going to do a Kanye West.
Or Kanye
no.
West?
God, that was the worst, Kanye.
Why not? Have him run up
Why
on stage
not?
And say, yo, what's up from Chicago? Chi-town.
Yes. Yes, you should call Michael and go ahead and explain to him. Here's what I think. Run on stage. Grab the mic. I don't know. Roger told me I should do this. I thought it would be okay. Oh, Roger. Roger, Roger, Roger.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break and then news, and then we need everybody's help. I've got an idea.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. It's terrible, but we've got an idea, and we've got pizza, and so we're going to brainstorm. We're going to come up with something together.
Okay.
We'll do that after the news next on 720 WGN.